22295 56 Open voice on 1088 is streaming live.
Conferencing system. One other party is in this conference.
Open VoIP to join the conversation. 929-299-1269. That's 929-299-1269. Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Rusty1 at SDF has left an and radio.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
McCormick at Beastie has joined in on radio.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269. Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
But stuff at Iceland has joined in and radio from lobby.
Hey.
Hi all. Hey JWH.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Nineteen listeners with a daily peak of 29 and 56 peak for the month.
1269-1269.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
There are two other parties in this conference.
Hello all, this is Publius dialing in to open mic on a non-radio on SDF on open VOIP on, did I say SDF already? On something, hopefully not PCP.
Speaking of IPBRB.
Publius Atri has joined in on radio.
Seems to be pretty quiet. Doesn't seem like anyone in particular is paying much attention. But I just thought I would mention that after my somewhat half-assed A Step Farther Out show today, which consisted mostly of me being grumpy, and not mostly of me actually getting to the point, I received a parcel. Yes, Peterson Video in Las Vegas sent me back the reel of film, which I had sent them for transfer, a British animated film from 1961 called Fuel for the Future. This is another one of my mysterious nuclear energy films. Anyway, somewhat like the French film from 1961, it has an experimental electronic soundtrack to it. Anyway, so I think I'm going to play that during...
There are three other parties in this conference.
Open
Void. Hello.
929-299-1269.
Greetings, other party.
Other party.
Well, I don't know. Anyway, so yes, I'm intending to play that soundtrack sometime during the open mic block tonight. Hopefully SMJ will be listening in, because I know he loves that music concrete, you know, experimental electronic musical realizations. From before the days of conveniences like the synthesizer. But anyway, it's about, what is it? It's like 25 minutes long. Far and away the longest film that I've had transferred yet. I think the next longest was like 16 minutes. That was the one that was in French about preparation of U como uranium, U as in uranium, preparation of nuclear fuel. And it's part one, from the mine to the power station. So it's preparation of nuclear fuel. And then presumably somewhere out there is a part two. Right, but which might cover things like group processing. That would be really cool. I would love that, but if it exists, well, if it exists, I don't know. I haven't found it yet, that's all. You know, I often say, you know, this is the only known copy of this film in the world. Simply, but as I say, it's simply because nobody keeps a list of these things. You know, I've acquired more films, but bizarrely enough, getting any more transferred is going to have to wait until I have more hard drive space available. As it turns out, uncompressed high definition video can fill up your hard drive pretty rapidly. Anyway, so I'm going to go through and delete some things that probably I downloaded at some distant point in the past and don't care about anymore. But still, I'm going to have to replace the 1.5 terabyte drives in my RAID 1 with something larger, I think. I mean, considering they're most of a decade old, I might ought to be thinking about reliability, but the thing is that the other two drives in the machine, the half-terabyte drives, which came out of my old Windows XP machine, I got the new drives when I built the new machine, which is when Windows XP went out of service and I switched to Linux. Those drives are still apparently working fine, despite being these Western Digital Green Power drives, which are kind of awful because they switch the motor on and off to save energy, or they speed up and slow down anyway to save energy. I don't know if they actually switch the motor on and off to save energy, but they do something like that. Anyway, but so I'm going to have to buy a couple of larger spinning platter drives, I think. It's a frightening thought.
Open VoIP 929.
But when I do that, I'll probably take one of the 1.5 terabyte drives and use it as an, put it in an enclosure and use it as an external hard drive for data storage. Seems like a sensible thing to do, right? Leave the other one in the machine and use it for, again, sort of the same kind of job. But yeah. Anyway, so yeah, these video files, they really are quite
I have a WD 8 terabyte external USB 3. I am thinking of buying one or two more if I can get a good price.
So, yeah, I don't, like I say, I don't know if anybody else has any plans to stream on OpenMic, and I'm certainly not going to interfere with that, but probably in half an hour or so, half an hour to an hour, if nobody else is streaming, I'll start streaming that, and like I say,
best
hopefully
so far
SMJ will hear it.
$140 at Costco.
Volvsa.
Everybody else is $170 plus.
Big anyway, this is unfortunately not the best time in the past 10 years to be buying computer parts. Although the past 10 years have actually been pretty bad in that respect, because we have to start with the 2011 East Asian, North Japan tsunami, which wrecked Sony's Sendai magnetics facility. And what you may not remember is that about that same time, there was a lot of flooding in Thailand. And for some godforsaken reason, all the hard drive manufacturers had moved their manufacturing operations to this one small area in Thailand, which was under about 2 meters of water at the time, just from the flooding. And so you had, magnetic tape gone. Prices of stuff like HD cam tapes have jumped by a factor of 10 immediately afterwards and have not come down since. Magnetic tape just gone. Hard drives unavailable. I said at the time, all we need is for a big earthquake to hit Taiwan, where the flash memory fabrication is, and nobody will be able to do anything for the next 6 months or so. So, supply chain, I've been talking about supply chain for years. Nobody listens to me, of course. I am a voice crying in the wilderness. Also, apparently one of these days I need to, figure out, find some kind of beginner's guide to IRC, because I've never actually used IRC, and on the couple of occasions that I've tried to use it, I could not figure out what I was doing. I'm sure that doesn't speak well of me, but that's life, I guess. Anyway. I guess I'll ring off now since nobody else seems interested in getting on, although I see JWH in com is mentioning an 8-terabyte external hard drive, and it's like, wow. I still remember the thing with the, first IBM, 10 megabyte. I don't think it was in a disk drive. It was like a drum drive. It was the size of a, industrial freezer and had to be moved with a forklift and required, a great big 440-volt electrical, three-phase electrical connection. Now anybody can get 8 terabytes, in something. I mean, it's not quite the size of a pack of cigarettes, but it's certainly not any larger than a typical hardback book. I'm not talking a volume of the Encyclopedia Britannica here either. Closer, in fact, perhaps, to a typical paperback. I don't know, man. It's a crazy world we live in. And that's for sure. Anyway, ciao.
Oh.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Thank you for listening to Open VoIP. Now you can be the DJ with SDF Open Mic. Get on the mic, get on the mic, yo, 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 check it. Get on that mic, you are the DJ.